AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The police chief in Charlotte, North Carolina, is defending his officers in the fatal shooting of a black man, Keith Scott. Kerr Putney says the man was armed, and there were plenty of warnings for him to put down the weapon.
He stepped out, posing a threat to the officers, and Officer Brentley Vinson subsequently fired his weapon, striking the subject.
A woman who said she was Keith Scott's daughter posted a video saying that he'd been holding a book and not a gun, but police say they recovered a gun, but no book. In Cleveland today, Donald Trump says the fatal shooting of a black man by a white police officer in Tulsa, Oklahoma, was a terrible situation.
I don't know what she was thinking, but I'm very, very troubled by that.
Terrence Crutcher was unarmed. Trump spoke at a church event organized by members of his diversity coalition. Meantime, in Washington, some retired members of the military voiced their support for Hillary Clinton, including retired Major General Donna Barbish.
Donald Trump is dangerous. I don't trust him. He has pushed me over the edge from being a Republican to supporting a Democratic candidate.
The United Nations says aid convoys will resume within Syria. An attack on a convoy in Aleppo 2 days ago killed 20 people and set off a temporary suspension. President Obama says a $38 million military assistance deal for Israel will ensure Israel's military has the full capabilities it needs during a time of great uncertainty. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the president it greatly enhances Israel's security.
It fortifies the principle that you've enunciated many times, that Israel should be able to defend itself by itself against any threat.
A New York police official says federal investigators are likely reviewing their previous contacts with the man now arrested in connection with a pair of bombings in New York and New Jersey. The Fed is keeping a key interest rate unchanged. This is AP Radio News. And as a result, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 73 points. The commissioner of the IRS is defending himself before a House committee against claims he committed impeachable offenses. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan is among a group of conservative Republicans who charge Commissioner John Koskinen should be impeached because he worked to derail a GOP investigation of IRS abuses.
Were you commissioner at the time that these tapes were erased?
Yes.
Was there a subpoena in place for the very information that was erased?
Yes.
Republicans note it happened just a month after key emails were found missing, Koskinen explained.
Totally a mistake by two employees on the midnight shift in Martinsburg.
He acknowledged some of his statements to the committee were later found to be false, but that all in all he has cooperated with the investigation and should not be impeached. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Again, the Federal Reserve is keeping a key interest rate unchanged, but sent a strong signal a rate hike is coming. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. I started Madison Reed because I believed women deserve better. Better ingredients, better results, and the freedom to color on your terms. Color at home with our permanent hair color kit in less time and for less than a typical salon. It's a salon in a box for rich, dimensional color and 100% gray coverage. Try our 10-minute root touch-up kit for a permanent root refresh, or our hair and brow mascara to cover stray grays on the go. Or visit one of our 95 hair color bars nationwide to let our licensed pros color your hair for you. Join the more than 5 million women who have switched to our award-winning color. Visit madison-reed.com and use code PODCAST20 for 20% off your first order or service. Confident, bold, unstoppable, that's the power of Madison Reed.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.